This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Are we... Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved, being part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. I really mean it. You should be part of the solution. You should be get involved to the point where you can make a difference. Head to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there, lots happening. And you know what? Sign up for our weekly email blast. I don't make you crazy. I don't believe in driving you nuts. Because I don't like when I drive me nuts. So I sure as heck don't want to drive you nuts. And then if that's not your gig, you don't want to do email, then do it via phone. You know, cause I can text you when the show's going to start. You want to text... TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Tom DelBacaro is going to join me after the next segment. He's the author of the Historical Perspectives, The Divided Era. He was also the former chairman of the California Republican Party. We're going to talk about whether or not we can make it in California. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. Plus, all the new additions to the clown car for the Democratic Party for the upcoming presidential race. I just find this amazing. No, I want them to keep doing it. Don't get me wrong. I think we should have more entries, right, into the Democratic Party. I think that'd be wonderful. But also, Tom, what got me to ask him to get on the show is he just wrote a piece about how the hopefuls, the 2020 Dem hopefuls, are actually built around socialism. Right? The majority of them are looking at socialism like it's the way to go, the thing to do. Because, you know, it's worked so well across the world. And I know you've seen it all over the place, and it's kind of like, ha-ha, funny, but not really. If socialism is so great and so wonderful and works so well, why are they coming here? Why are people running from socialist countries to come here? They ain't coming here to make it better, or they ain't coming here to turn it into a socialist country and show you how great it is, because they're running away from it. That's really what's happening. They're running away from it. Where was I? Oh, yeah. U.S. World. Is this? No, this is USA News. They're reporting that there's a high school that's going to eliminate the valedictorian honor because they're afraid of mental wellness. This is what I've been saying to you guys for a long time. They're afraid of mental wellness. See, it's unhealthy to compete for these kind of recognitions. That's according to an Ohio high school. It's not going to offer valedictorian and salutatorian beginning next school year. Now, the change announced this last Thursday is one of several aimed at improving... Ready for this one? Improving students' mental health. I don't understand this. Since when did competition, since when did trying to do better, since when did trying to beat somebody else at something become unhealthy? The high school will also transition to a GPA scale with a 5.0 maximum, according to Mason. I don't know what that does. After a year-long study, and focus groups with students, staff, and families. The officials made an announcement as part of an effort to improve students' mental wellness. You know, this is like, oh, we can't have Fs anymore. It makes them feel bad. In California, elementary schools were banned from using red ink because it made the kids feel bad. I'm sorry. There's lots of stuff in life that's going to make you feel bad. Like when your boyfriend or your girlfriend break up with you, right? Makes you feel bad. When you don't have enough money for the lunch that you want, you're going to feel bad. It's part of life. Under the current system, high school students who earn a C grade or higher in advanced placement honors or college credit plus classes earned an extra 0.03 points to their GPA. The add-on credit was applied to GPAs earned in standard classes. No GPA cap was in place, so students chased higher and higher GPAs instead of pursuing other endeavors. Well, why, if you're trying to get ahead, why would you pursue higher GPAs? We don't teach them to be, I guess mediocrity is the way to go. There was a book years ago, I used to try to get my kids to read. It was, It was Taming Mediocrity or Fighting the Monster Known as C, you know, or as Average. It was a great, I just can't remember the title, but it was a great book. And it talked about how we were dumbing down our kids to accept just getting by. Right? And would you love it? You know, it's kind of the thing I go through with money when I say, if all you're looking for is enough to pay your bills, if all you're looking for is enough to get through the week, how do you help somebody else? Just a thought. How do you feed somebody else? How do you help? I eat less. Okay, got it. How do you pay somebody else's electric bill? Oh, well, I guess I use less. You see what I'm saying? If all you ever hope for is just to get by, then you can't help anybody else, really. No GPA cap was in place, so students chased higher and higher GPAs instead of other endeavors. Kids were using their summers, using time during the year to stack themselves up with even more classes. That's terrible. Right? Just amazing. The new GPA cap is in line with the structure of some districts. The school will still recognize academic achievers despite changes. Students with a 4.0 GPA and higher will earn summa cum laude honors. 3.75 and 3.99 will earn a magna cum laude. And 3.51 and 3.74 will earn just cum laude. I mean, they're making it so these kids really don't have anything to work towards. Why bother? People do want to do better. They do want to be recognized. Get over yourselves. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back with Tom Del Beccaro right after this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him in because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, and he's an author and a speaker. He writes a lot for Fox News these days. Former chairman of the California Republican Party, also author of the book The Divided Era. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Always get to have some fun with you. I may not be the most serious, but I'm definitely the most fun talk show host that you go on with. Watch out, I come up with the button.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we need to discuss this. I actually do, I don't know if you know this, I do over 400 radio and TV shows a year now.
Wow.
It's a little blinding.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get your own show one of these days. What do you think?
No. No. I'm not capable of that.
Yeah, really? You're Italian, and I'll leave it at that. 3 hours shouldn't be a problem. You know what I'm saying? I read your stuff. 3 hours would not be a problem. I'm telling you. Hey, so your recent piece on Fox 2020 Democratic hopefuls are all focused around the majority of them anyway are focused around socialism in one way, shape, manner, or form. But again, not a negative. It dropped too early because the beauty was today with De Blasio coming out and actually saying he believes he has a chance because the voters have voted for him twice in New York City.
Yeah, he's something else. He is something else. Look, there's a bunch of them running, no question about it. They almost all of them are, well, according to the old Clintonite former governor Terry McAuliffe, they all support Medicare for All, though Joe Biden hasn't been forced to answer any questions because, you know, the media is not going to do that.
Right.
So all of them, and this is why this is the point of my piece about bringing socialism to view. Right now, government spending is about 38% of the economy. If you throw in the cost of regulations, you get 50% of the economy. And the European Union's about 65 to 70%, and they've had zero growth for 20 years. So that's really, are we going to become those semi-socialist, socialist countries? Now, Medicare for All is another $3.2 trillion at least a year. So let's discuss that. That would bring us above 60%. It would bring us closer to 64%. And we would be right there as a semi-socialist country with no economic growth, very high taxes, and a socialized healthcare system. And that's what they're all advocating. We shouldn't, you know, there's no reason not to sugarcoat it. That's where they want to go. And obviously I'm not in favor of that, but we need to be clear about what the Democrats are offering.
No, but Tom, isn't that kind of where the young people have gone? And I know they're not the big voters, but they will and are going to make a difference or a dent. But we have taught them, the education system has taught them, that socialism is the morally correct thing to do. That capitalism is nasty and mean and terrible, and all it helps, 100%. The only people it helps are the rich people, right?
Yeah, 100%. That has been going on. Although, the latest Zogby poll showed that a majority of 18 to 29-year-olds now approve of Trump. And that's based on the economy and getting jobs. So it's possible that it won't be. Keep in mind that Hillary won the 18 to 29-year-old vote 55 to 36 by 19 points. At this point, therefore, if Trump somehow could make that a draw, meaning he got half the vote of the 18 to 29s, and the Democrats got half the vote, that would be a big deal, and that actually could change the national popular vote by 1 or 2 or 3%, which honestly is enough in some states to make a difference.
The what are we up to, 23 now, entries into the race for the Democrats?
Yes, these latest couple that have gotten in, you know, De Blasio, I don't know what this guy's thinking. He is truly delusional about his popularity. I get it that there's no heroes among your own. Right? Everybody looks better from afar is the other side of that coin. But De Blasio is not actually liked. The poll was like 76% of New Yorkers don't want him. And since the vast majority of New Yorkers are Democrats, that means that more than half the Democrats don't want him to run. That's not good. And his rollout today, social media was not favorable. I honestly don't think he makes it to the gate. And what I mean by that is he doesn't put a serious effort forward in Iowa. And therefore, your good friend Beto O'Rourke will not really have a presence in Iowa.
Beto who? He's had to do... Listen, how many guys you know has to do a reboot in the middle of their campaign kickoff? I mean...
you're right. Don't say the middle of the campaign, in the middle of the kickoff. That guy's fading faster than a candlelight in a hurricane. But... Here's the reality of that.
Yeah.
The CNNs of the world can only cover so many white males at a time.
That's true.
And he's last year's crush.
Yeah.
And this year's crush is the mayor of Indianapolis, who can't even carry his own state. So he'll fade as well. But how many white males can they cover? They got to cover the two older white males,
right?
Bernie Sanders and, of course, Joe Biden. And by the way, CNN is already tilted into Biden. They don't want Bernie Sanders. This lead that Biden supposedly has was a total fraud by CNN. CNN said he's up by 20 something points. And they failed to tell people that the poll was for 50 and older people, as if nobody 49 and under voted. So he's got a lead among those 50 and older in the CNN poll, but they didn't poll anyone 49 and under. Look, utter trash.
And again, people are going to think we're just disparaging old people, but I'm watching Joe Biden speak. I mean, I'm watching him move around, how easily he seems to get confused. I don't know if he's got the energy, the stamina, or really the mental ability to make it through this. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Tom DelBacaro is with me, and he ain't going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan.
So a major update.
And that's what this is. Marriage system and a heart system is long overdue.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke. Capital letters. And speaking of the race for 2020, looking at the rest of the Democrats, Joe Biden crushing the competition. A new Fox News poll out shows Biden way out ahead, the former vice president, at 35%, a double-digit lead over the person in second place, socialist Bernie Sanders, at 17%, and Elizabeth Warren in third place with 9%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Time around the table for the dance. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, and we get to spend time together. Spending time together is a big deal. Speaking of which, I always love this paisan of mine. Tom DelBacaro joins us now. Tom is an acclaimed author, a speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. He's also the author of The Divided Era, a book that you need to pick up, because a lot of what's going on today is discussed in detail in the book. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Always a good time.
I am very jealous. I got to tell you, though, you keep, and I know you don't go all year long, but you keep putting out those pictures of Italy and some really pretty places.
I do.
Gorgeous, you know.
Thank you very much. I do love doing that. I don't actually do social media when I'm over there. I don't really want to advertise to people I'm not home for a month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I do take a lot of pictures. I do enjoy that. So
you know,
even though I make sauce and not gravy,
there's something wrong with you people. That's because your clan is from northern Italy. That's the problem. That's the challenge, if you would.
I'm sorry. pretty sure we ruled more than southern Italy, but go on. I'm willing to listen.
All right. Well, hey, I come from the Sicilian side, so be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Really, you want to do this? You know, my family's listening. No problem.
I'm half Sicilian, and my mom calls it sauce.
That side calls it. We have to have a talk. We'll have to talk later. So, I want to get back to de Blasio for a second. First of all, God, I wish he'd change his name to O'Mara. I'd feel much better that way. But you know, here's a guy that you know. You said it. They can't stand him. They don't like him. They don't want him to run. How the heck does this happen? How did he get elected twice? I mean, seriously.
Well, that's how lopsided New York is, and nobody really wanted to run against him. I've actually been approached to move to New York and run on the Republican side. But, you know, the reality for a lot of these Democrats running is they're running to raise their profile. Maybe they want to be a cabinet member. Maybe they want to, you know, be vice president. Maybe they have a particular issue that they sincerely care about. De Blasio fits in none of those bills. He's just he really truly does have a massive ego. He doesn't even really hang out. He shows up late to work. He supposedly hides out in the boroughs doing this and that. He truly is, but he's just an egomaniac. And I don't think he's going to make it to the gate. There's no point showing up to Iowa and getting 1% of the vote. No one's ever going to pick him for a VP. So, you know, this is a pure vanity run, and it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, I hear you. I am always perplexed when I hear about these candidates, and forget the presidential thing for a minute, just him even being mayor of New York, and you read about how bad it is and how dirty it is, and, you know, you go, okay, well, he's a one-timer, they'll get rid of him, and then you see he gets reelected, and you say to yourself, well, are these people in a coma? Do they not read the paper? Are they not the ones stepping in the crap? It's like the new San Francisco mayor. I mean, I can't believe after she got elected and started walking the streets, she actually said to a reporter, I didn't know it was this bad. It's like, really? You ran for the city and you didn't check it out? It's just perplexing.
Yeah, exactly. And look, but New York is, you know, 80-20 Democrats and Republicans. So a Republican can't get elected, and incumbents are hard to challenge.
Yeah.
So we'll see if the next time around, you know, a more reasonable person will do it. But look, it's Bloomberg was a complete egomaniac as well. He somehow got a change for a third term and spent $300 million of his own money to be mayor again for the third term. So it's not easy these days.
So A.G. Barr. And I'm, you know, you're into this more than I am. I'm loving this guy, okay? I love the comments that he made when he was being questioned by Congress. It was very black and white. There wasn't a bunch of fluff around it. Now he was talking in an interview today, and he said, look, I was asking questions about this, you know, the dossier, and I couldn't give the answers, or I couldn't give the answers that sounded like they make sense. So, time to look into this. I want to get some. I think people on both sides, frankly, but mostly Democrats, are petrified. This guy has no reason not to turn over any rock and discuss exactly what he finds. And this has got to be scaring a lot of people in D.C., don't you think?
Yeah, look, he's no nonsense. And that may be a cliche, but this is actually the guy who it's written about. He's not going to get slapped by, I mean, seriously, Richard Blumenthal, you think you're going to be able to scare off Mr. Barr? Kamala Harris, what a liar. Oh, you didn't review all the evidence. And if I was sitting there, I would have said, well, you're the DA in San Francisco. Did you review all of the evidence of all of the cases that came before you? Oh, you didn't. Yeah, well, that's not our policy either. So the reality is that he's no nonsense. Look, we know these people broke the law. You can, you know, look at the original FISA application. It's on my Facebook page. It says verified on the top. Only we know they didn't verify it. So the law was broken to spy on people. The same people now that made up the collusion hoax are saying that there's no need for this investigation. That, of course, is because they're the ones who did it. So, look, this is going to get ugly. And in the next six weeks, the tide is going to substantially turn. And it's going to be the Democrats who, day by day, stuff comes out. That's why, at this very moment, Brennan and Clapper have determined that they want to make Comey the fall guy. But I don't know that it's going to work, because sources say that Comey's got the better of the argument in the emails at the time, but they're going to be shooting at each other.
Oh,
I happen to think Rosenstein is going to be the state's evidence guy, and a lot of people are going to be in a lot of trouble.
Listen, when the first day Rosenstein came out and started talking, I said, he knows what's coming down, and he is setting himself up to walk for all intents and purposes. He's going to make sure that he's got solid ground to come out on. And thieves turn on each other. These guys are going to start singing on each other like crazy, and you watch what happens. This is going to get, as you say, this is really going to start to come to the surface. This is why they're trying to rip up Barr. They're trying to make him look like he's just a hack for Trump, right?
Yeah, 100%. They wanted to undermine Barr so that any indictment that came down, they can blame on him. Now, the smart thing that Barr is doing is waiting until the IG report comes out and then putting Durham on this, who nobody can honestly assail. They will, but no one can honestly do that. And what you're going to find at that point is that that their efforts to go after Barr will only be minimally effective. Mm-hmm. It won't be good enough. And look, it's going to be way too obvious that these people broke the law. And no one who is alive today will have ever seen a scandal of this magnitude.
Oh, they were. Listen, I was saying these people during Obama's time, they were like kids left alone at a candy store for 12 hours with no supervision. It's just crazy what these people were doing. And John Durham, now you probably already know this, but John Durham was the guy that investigated the corrupt FBI in Boston. And who was part of that investigation? Mueller.
Who refused to allow exculpatory evidence to come forward.
Yeah.
Was Mueller, and yep. It was Durham who went after and uncovered and handed down indictments related to the FBI, and he needs to do it again. Look, I am not the kind of person who sits there and fawns over the FBI or fawns over the DOJ saying they're the best people on earth. Our job is not to fawn over governments. I don't unnecessarily attack them, but I don't suspend belief either.
Right. No, we got to go for a break, but I got to tell you something. I'm loving this guy, Barr. I'm hoping and believing that he can just plow through this stuff and really show people, as you said, which is true, the scam that's been pulled on us. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code Radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, bunch of stuff going on there. There's also several Facebook feeds if you want to get involved in conversations with those people. Although, I hate giving Facebook anything. I mean anything. But apparently, I can't get some of you to switch anywhere else, so that's why we run it live on the website. If you want to be notified by text message, which is so much easier, you know, they truly have. They took down a friend of ours' page today. They didn't take it down. Let me rephrase that. Facebook will not allow this person to post to Facebook from their website anymore because I don't know what the reason was. They broke some kind of community standards or whatever. But here's the reality behind it. The name of his website is Conservative Commandos Radio. I mean, the first two words put them in an epileptic fit over there at Facebook, which is why it probably got canned from going on there. But Conservative and Commando probably just made them nuts. But really, seriously, this is why you got to get behind these people. You have to support others trying to make something happen. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom DelBacaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. He's also the author of a book that you need to buy right after the show tonight, The Divided Era. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much. You know, I just did George Landreth's show, Conservative Commandos, this week. It was either yesterday or the day before.
So I shouldn't say it's a trick, but it's something that you use to help build traffic, where you put things on your own website and then you link back to Facebook to send them back to your website. Facebook has now cut them off from doing that. And people don't realize that some people in this business live off of traffic from their websites and other places. And it just makes it harder and harder and harder. Just crazy. That's something you and I have really never talked about. Well, we'll get into something in a minute, but this is a big deal with what Facebook and Twitter is able to do. Is the genie out of the bottle? Is there no way to regulate this or fix this, Tom?
Well, it's interesting because the White House has now started a petition effort on this issue of this sort of decision of Facebook and Twitter to silence so many, or at least create barriers to doing that. George just messaged me telling me that he got taken off, the Conservative Commando got taken off
right.
Facebook. The answer is they're going to bring this upon themselves at some level. Meaning regulation. If they're going to simply be so biased and so one-sided, eventually they're going to get hit with it. That meaning that enough regulation that'll take it away from themselves. You know, we as quote conservatives or libertarians don't want government action. We want free speech. We want companies to be able to deliver what they deliver. But at the end of the day, if Twitter becomes so large that it occupies its own space, they invite these kind of regulatory things upon themselves. George Landreth says just now, I guess being conservative violates their community standards. that's the notion we have these days. Is that stand to, meanwhile they can, allow crazy things on their side, they don't seem to mind.
Well, but again, to your point, they can get so big that they truly can dictate the narrative. They can dictate what gets out to people.
Well, it's worse than that. There was some study that Google influenced several million votes by their methodology in the last election.
Right.
As George points out, the FCC doesn't have a problem with what conservative commandos have been putting up there. But, this is getting too one-sided, and I guess the prediction is that they will invite upon themselves the regulation because they're ridiculously one-sided. So I can't even make the argument anymore about whether they're one-sided or that they're ridiculous with their anti-pro-life and anti-conservative bent.
Yeah, I got a notice tonight on every one of our pages as I go there that there's something we have to do or else kind of thing. So I'll be looking at that, trying to fix that. But I think they're going to heat it up. I think they're going to do as much as they can to bring down as many of the conservatives as they can before something does happen. And because we have to rebuild. I mean, we've had to rebuild three times on Facebook and now a couple times on Twitter as well. And it takes years. You know, people think you get 10,000 followers or what have you overnight. You don't. It takes you years to build that up, and years to build up tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, for the vast majority, you're right. Not everybody's a Candace Owens who gets on TV and gets a lot of attention.
Right, right.
It's a lot of patient brick-by-brick work, which you've done, and you know, several times off the air, I've congratulated you on your progress. It should remain that way. But this is, look, historically, people need to understand that fascism arises and government silencing of individuals, it arises not through government first, but through the crowd whipping up a fever and silencing people. And that's what you get on Twitter. And, you know, some pro woman golfer played with golf with Trump, and then she's, you know, got abused online. So that's what this crowd mentality of the left is doing. And they're the, that's what fascism is. It's a mixture of public and private conduct like this, and that's what we have going on right here on the left.
You know, Tom, you have you have family that actually came here from Italy. You're of Italian descent. My family came here from Italy. I joke all the time that, you know, that I come from a family of green cards, right? My aunt is 83 years old. She remembers coming here on the boat. The fear and excitement of coming to America. And, it's amazing to hear people who actually came here and love this country for real talk about the immigration that's going on, or lack of legal immigration that's going on. And it is amazing to me. Now, I believe, as a pundit or a commentator, why the Democrats don't want to wall up. They don't want to really regulate immigration. But, man, do you think the average American actually sees the danger behind having open borders?
No, 100% no. For me, I was with a friend tonight who watched the CNN. And,
sorry.
The thing she doesn't know is astonishing. Only a third of Americans know that Hillary paid for the dossier. These other networks don't give any of that information, and therefore they go with bliss. They don't get it. The CNN doesn't talk about who's coming across the border. Doesn't talk about the violence. They support people. Look, on TV yesterday, they said this is a completely unnecessary, at CNN, a completely unnecessary investigation into Brennan and what the others did. Okay, so you're telling me it doesn't matter that the DOJ filed false FISA applications and we're spying on Americans. That's where we are. The media today is not, I mean, you're a talk show host, you're an opinion host. Okay, they're not supposed to be that way, but they're nowhere near that anymore. They are no different than you, except for they mix in a little news along the way, but it's the news they want you to hear.
Well, no, it's funny you should say that, because I said that to somebody who was on my case about something. I said, look, those people are supposed to be journalists. Big difference between a journalist and a commentator. And, you know, you got Chris Matthews out there who claims to be a journalist, you know, telling you that this is truly the witch hunt, the investigating the investigators. It's going to make it hard in the future for any. Yeah, it's going to make it hard in the future for them to pull the wool over your eyes once they get caught here. That's what the difference
100%.
Is. 100%. Yeah, but, you know, it's. But to your point, people are victims of the tweet, the byline. You know, it used to be, remember the newspaper, they sold the newspaper by the byline you saw on the front of the page. Well, now you're getting bombarded with that every couple of seconds on your smartphone. So what are you led to believe? But we only have like 30 seconds left. Why don't you tell people how they can buy your book and where they can find your great writing?
Okay, well, that would be a harder task. But you go to politicalvanguard.com, and that's really the hub. You can get my book divided here or there. My columns on Fox and Fox Business and the Epic Times, they're all there. I appreciate, as always, you having me on.
And people, go over to Political Vanguard as well. Did you forget that one? .com, politicalvanguard.com. A lot of great writing there from Tom also. Next hour is just nothing but a smorgasbord, and I don't know how to spell it, so I'm not going to put it up, of information. We're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of crazy stories. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. Stay with us.